Morning Fun by M.F. Vince. I guess the story really started the previous night. We were chilling on the sofa, talking about our day, and I hinted that I was in the mood for something. At first, my wife said she was too tired, but when I mentioned we could finish what we had started the day before, she opened up to the idea quickly. We shut down the lights, started kissing while I fondled her breast and legs. We kissed for some time. I was teasing her neck and ears, driving her crazy and getting her hot. A couple of minutes later, I reached down between her legs, and sure enough, she was completely wet, ready for a good lick. I moved down slowly, kissing her thighs and settling down between her opened legs. Then I kissed her pussy softly, already getting moans out of her. I love eating her pussy, so I was excited too, feeling my cock hardening as I spread her lips open. My tongue moved up and down the length of them. Immediately, I started sucking on her clit, getting louder moans from her and me, and then pulling her lips between mine, loud sucking noises filling the room. My finger found her wet opening as I pressed my mouth against her pussy, and my tongue started circling her clit. She relaxed further and let the feelings take over. I alternated between sucking her clit and licking it softly, sometimes switching to massaging it, letting her moans guide me. With my finger, I spread her juices to her clit too. Then I buried my face into her again, licking and sucking her clit on and off, feeling her getting closer. Sensing her orgasm nearing, I spread her lips further open with one finger and massaged her clit with another. Shortly thereafter, her body started shaking as she came, telling me at the same time to lick her some more, lick her through it. More than willing, I drove back in and wrapped her pussy with my lips, my tongue softly moving up and down her pussy, her body shaking uncontrollably as I did. I slowed down and continued to lick and kiss her softly for a few minutes, letting her recover and enjoy the moment of her orgasm as it subsided. She was tired, but in another dimension, a pleased woman. Often when I eat her like this, she'll return the favor immediately. But that night, either because of the late hour or the strength of her orgasm, she asked if maybe she could just suck me in the morning. Feeling a little disappointed, but also picturing the next morning's glory of being taken care of, I agreed, and we both went to bed shortly after. I was playing different scenarios in my mind already, picturing the morning blowjob and deciding how I'd play it out. Needless to say, I went to bed hard and horny. I'm an early riser, so more often than not, I get up over an hour before her, as I did the next morning, both as routine and driven by my expectations of a glorious morning. Frankly, I think I woke up 3 times hoping it was already morning. I chilled a while, then went to wake her up a little later. As I turned into the bedroom, I smiled and I saw her sleeping on her back, fully naked and on top of the sheets, so that her breast and pussy were in plain sight. I sat next to her and massaged her tits a little as I gave her a kiss on the head. She knew why I was coming over and said to give her another 10 minutes, clearly still half asleep. Willing to delay and let the anticipation build up, I headed back to the living room, read some more, and tried to get my mind and cock off the sexual tension. This period, when you know you're going to get blown, is honestly one of the best feelings in the world. Anything could happen then, and it'd be perfectly fine by me. I'm getting my cock sucked soon. So after 10 more minutes, I went back and she was ready to fulfill her promise. She got up, followed me to the living room, playfully asking if I was ready to get sucked off. Oh, yes! I closed the curtains the best I could, only the clear window of the balcony door giving the outside world a view on what was about to happen. A small bit of stress for her, but I reassured her that at 7 in the morning it wouldn't be a problem. I then walked to the sofa and stood in front of it, leaving her space to squeeze in and sit in front of me. PJ pants down, my hard-on started to build and show. She shuffled into a comfortable position in front of me. I reached down in my pants and pulled out my cock already half hard, then pulled my pants all the way down and kicked them away as she took my cock in her hand. She started licking the length and the tip as she looked at me, moaning. I moaned back and watched her tongue moving on the head. Always such a nice view. She played around with it for some time, getting it to full size before she wrapped her mouth around it and moved down half its length as I groaned harder. I moved my legs outside of hers and forward a bit. My hand found the back of her head and guided her speed and depth as she started to bob up and down. It was already quite clear outside, so I took a look across the street through the balcony door to see if anybody was out there, potentially looking in at this beautiful sight of a man guiding his wife's mouth down his hard shaft. I don't think there was, but the thought of it excited me. Often during this blowjob, I looked out, both out of curiosity and to lengthen this morning's treasure. My hand guided her further down on my cock and held her there a bit, to which she responded by taking as much of my cock as she could and moving her tongue underneath the shaft. Such a warm and soft feeling. Amazing. I did that a few times, for quite a few seconds each time, moaning at the caress of her warm tongue. Sensing it was a good time to take things over, I raised one of my feet on the sofa, lifting my hips a little and pressing them forward. It somewhat forced her to reach back and balance herself on her hands behind her back, pushing out her breast toward me. She sucked me a little while like this, her mouth wrapped around my hard shaft, the only thing connecting our bodies at that moment. I grabbed her head with both hands and pressed my hips forward. For the past 2 years, I've face-fucked my wife nearly every time she's blown me, so by now she knows quite well that when I start moving, she should stop. I can't explain it, but I just love the thought, the idea, the sight of face-fucking my wife. It's such a thrill that I can't stop wanting to do it every time. Sure enough, she stopped moving then and let me hold her head still from that point on. So I started moving my hips back and forth, quickly finding my rhythm, my hands holding her head in place as I pushed my cock into her mouth and pulled it back repeatedly. I looked out across the street for some time as I fucked her mouth, enjoying every second of this morning moment of bliss, feeling the warmth and moistness on and off my cock. Gazing at the clear sky and quietness outside and at the balconies and the windows across from us, I entertained the thought that someone might enjoy a glimpse of this husband face-fucking his wife in the early morning. Eventually, I looked back down at her, watching my cock enter her mouth over and over, feeling my orgasm nearing as I enjoyed the sight. I moved my foot a little further on the sofa to balance myself better as I increased the speed of my movements. My hands held her head somewhat firmer as my balls started to tighten. I let my hips do their thing and find their natural harder pace as I reached the point of no return. My wife moaned as I erupted in her mouth over and over. Her head quickly found my balls as my orgasm slowed down. The sensitivity of my cock forced me to bend down as she continued to suck me slowly with her mouth filled with my cum. She caressed my legs and balls for some time, her mouth still wrapped around my cock. What a great way to start the day and to end the previous one. The anticipation of our next morning blowjob face fuck is just an awesome feeling. Already, I can't wait.